Well, happy weekend, everyone, what's left of it. For this entry, I thought I'd try something a little different. Power Yogi recently posted an entry about a feature on Odeo where somebody with an Odeo account could post a URL for a web page that had a flash control on it that anybody could use to record an audio message that would then get sent to the Odeo account user. This brings up some interesting possibilities about two-way and multi-way communication online. I don't know if they had blogs in mind when they did this. I suspect they didn't, because the way the system is right now, only the person with the Odeo account can listen to the recorded messages. Now, it's certainly within the realm of possibility. One can imagine how you would modify this to make it accessible to multiple people. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So midterms week is over. I survived. I only had one midterm. For my other three classes, I have to do final projects. And I've spent the last couple of weeks working with my groups to try and nail down the scope of these projects. So far, we've managed to get two of them straightened out. They're both strategy classes. I don't want to get too specific here, but one of them is going to be about the airline industry, and another one is going to be about, for lack of a better term, content delivery. It's going to be interesting to see which mode or modes of content delivery went out over the next couple of years, because there's just so much content out there right now, and more of it is getting created every day. So seeing how they actually get this content to the content consumers, you and me, it's going to be interesting. Now, one mode of content delivery I've grown interested in recently has been podcasting. And those of you who know me in real life are probably laughing because, you know, podcasting is so 2 years ago, dude, right? But I plead lack of time and lack of space on my iPod as excuses for why I'm late up the technology adoption curve. Last week, though, I got this cheapo MP3 player for free from an office supplies site. I placed a fairly large order for printing supplies. And along with the toner cartridges and paper, they sent me this flash-based MP3 player. So I was originally going to use it as a flash drive, but then I thought it would be a waste to not use the MP3 capability. So I put a couple of podcasts on there, and I tell you, man, I'm hooked. It's one thing to listen to podcasts on your laptop or your desktop computer at your desk. It's something else to be able to carry them with you wherever you go. And I now see why pundits 2 years ago were saying that podcasting was going to disrupt the broadcast radio industry just as cable and satellite did the traditional TV industry. I've even come across a story on a podcast about how there's a broadcast radio station on some remote island that until recently had no way of obtaining content to air other than, you know, locally produced programs. And now through podcasts, they download the podcasts, they play the podcasts over the air to their listeners. And so it's just another way to distribute content. That's about it for now. Leave comments. Let me know if you like the audio format or if you would prefer that I just keep my mouth shut and type instead. Have a great week.